This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Pro-democracy demonstrations erupted in Bangkok after Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha's parliamentary allies helped him survive a no-confidence vote on Saturday. The vote was called over rising public anger at his government and its handling of the latest coronavirus outbreak. Thousands of demonstrators marched through Bangkok's commercial center on Saturday, shortly after lawmakers voted 264 to 208 to knock down the no-confidence motion brought by the opposition. Prayut, who is a former army chief, has clung to power since leading a 2014 coup. Protesters say he's presided over an increasingly authoritarian government while inequality has soared during his seven-year tenure. On Saturday, demonstrators found their planned routes to embassies blocked by shipping containers topped with razor wire, while hundreds of riot police kept watch. As night fell, hardcore protesters hurled firecrackers toward police lines. Three no-confidence motions against Prayut have been defeated since 2019, by a legislature dominated by allies of the military. Another major rally is planned for Sunday, this time organized by the red shirt supporters of former Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat and her family dynasty. Cuba has launched a national campaign to vaccinate children aged 2 to 18 against COVID-19. The immunizations are prerequisites set by the communist government for schools to reopen after a spike in infections. Children aged 12 and older will be the first to receive one of two domestically produced vaccines. Schools have mostly been closed in Cuba since March 2020. Students have been following lessons on television. The school year is expected to start on Monday. This is VOA News.